Testing.
All right, we're testing.
Okay.
We were testing. We have tested.
You have been tested and you passed.
Testosterone. This is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Freeform Radio.
Almost. No, that's good enough. And we are...
Henry.
And this is Great Songs for Dads.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Freeform Radio.
I am Daniela and I am Henry.
And I am Henry and I am Daniela. I contain multitudes.
And that's amazing. And we are back. We're back on campus.
Guys, we're back. We're starting the fall semester strong.
So strong.
We know you've missed us. We've missed us.
We've missed... Every day I wake up and I say, I miss Daniela and Henry.
I miss them so much.
Oh, goodness. But it's good to be back, and we're feeling great, and we have a very fun, fresh, and funky theme for you guys for this this radio show, and that is...
Animals!
So I'm going to open
up... We have a question. Me and Daniela, we're in linguistics together.
It's actually very fun. Henry and I are growing smarter together.
We grow smarter each day. Did you know that people speak... Languages?
To each other, sometimes.
Communication?
But not even always.
It's key.
Communication is key. I feel like we always get back to that theme on this show. Hey, talk about it, you guys. Talk about it. So the question that we learned in our philosophy textbook that I think is a really interesting one that I want to pose to the class today is, are cat and dog the same word? And this one is interesting because you might, look, you see the cat, you see the dog, and you say, well, they're spelled the same. They mean the same thing, but something in my gut tells me that they're different words.
Exactly.
So why is that?
Why do we think cat and dog are different words, even though I use them interchangeably? I'm like, look at that cat walking down the street. Look at that dog sitting in the litter box.
Right, of course, but
and
at
they
the
mean
end
the
of
same
the
thing. It's the same letters.
But they're
same,
different words.
Same root. From
same suffix
Greek.
And prefix from the Latin Greek mythology.
Yeah, exactly.
But so why do we feel that there's something so different about them?
And what we realized is that Doja Cat
exactly
contains both.
If you consider
it's like the yin and the yang, the dog and the cat.
Doja Cat. That's honestly the answer. One of my buddies was saying that her dad is really into Doja Cat now, but he like emphasizes the cat, and it says Doja Cat. Like,
Doja Cat.
Have you heard the new song?
Oh my God, I was listening to this new song by Doja Cat.
Doja Cat has dropped a new banger.
Doja Cat is out again, dropping bangers. Doja Cat, unfortunately, animal-themed artist, not in this playlist.
Even though she is the... She's the whole.
She's the synthesis, the Hegelian dialectic between
so
the dog and the cat.
She answers
the thesis
the question.
And the antithesis, and then the synthesis at the end of Doja Cat.
Doja Cat.
Doja Cat.
And so we're gonna open up the song with a very symbolic.
Yeah,
song.
And so because of Doja Cat, we're going to be opening this playlist with Alex G.
Alex G is teasing an album.
Friend of the show, Alex G. Our classic friend of the show.
So Alex G released the song called Runner over the summer.
My favorite animal, the runner.
My favorite animal, Alex G. But this is a pretty fun song. It's good energy. It's the most normal one that he has released so far in teasing, and I think it's pretty
from
pretty
his
fun.
Album God Save the Animals.
So true. God save the animals.
God, they're messing up out there. We gotta save them.
All right. We talked for 4 minutes.
Yeah, we talked for enough.
I promise for anyone who doesn't usually listen to our show at this slot, it's not like this is usually a podcast. Henry and I just like to hear our voices sometimes.
We're narcissists.
But this will not happen throughout the rest of our shows, and thank you for listening to this rambling.
Without further ado,
Runner.
Alex G.
I can open up to balancing them ballerina bars, yeah. And that's a ballerina bar. I pack it up and ferment it in a mason jar. Carry it around in my brand new fancy car. Buy one of those plane tickets to Mars. I'm at the bar and it's a bargain. Find myself in circles, but the flip from public to private. When it came to getting right in the head, when you left, I was weak, I wasn't leaving my bed. Now I'm free, I'm a go-go dancer. I'm a freak, I know every answer. Rum-pa-bum-bum, I'ma set the pace. I'ma dunk bread on Italian lace. Cause I do what I want, I do what I like. And you can call my bluff when I roll the dice. And I apologize if I take it too far, but I get bored wearing all of these scars. I'm not alone, but I'm alone. I find myself in circles, but flip from drinking to sober.
All right, so following up some Alex G, that was Vulcano by Remy Wolf.
Remy Wolf.
Much like Doja Cat.
Going... Remy Wolf does fit the animal theme because Remy is actually a species of
canine.
Of canine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This album, oh no, this is from Juno, but she has some other albums called like We Love Dogs. I think there's like a remix album,
right.
Which is
you're
called
right.
Like We Love Dogs.
I feel like we're missing something else wolf-like about this whole...
About Remy?
Yeah, but I can't...
Wolves are notorious for hanging around volcanoes.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, that must be it. Okay, the next song that you guys are going to hear... well, just like about that, it's a Modest Mouse song called Paper Thin Walls. I listened... exclusively to Modest Mouse.
It was a Modest Mouse Girl Summer, guys.
You've heard of a Hot Girl Summer, but have you heard of Modest Mouse Girl Summer?
Modest Girl Summer.
Modest Girl Summer. Yeah, honestly, more.
I'm not hot. No, no.
I'm just a little modest.
I'm just a little mouse.
I'm just a little mouse this summer. I'm so modest. I don't know what was up with that. It was not conscious. It was not intentional. But turns out the only thing I have to show for an entire summer is Modest Mouse.
Is the moon and Antarctica.
Mm.
Very good album.
And yeah, the song is Paper Thin Walls. Do you have anything else to say about that, Henry, or shall we?
It would really suck to live in a house with paper thin walls.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking it, but I didn't make the joke. All right. Cue it on off.
All right, let's see how modest this mouse is.
They're shaking hands, they're shaking in their shoes. Oh Lord, don't shake me down.
All right, so that song was me throwing away all my musical credibility, any of which that I had, by playing King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
I don't know why you think that you're losing credibility for that.
Because it's a band called King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
It is a respected band.
the reputable King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Now tell them the name of the song.
And the song was Fishing for Fishies, off of their album Fishing for Fishies.
Classic. What's the connection of that to animals?
Fishies and lizards. Partially gizzards. Gizzards are part of an animal. Yeah, I had... So, Daniela had a Modest Mouse Girl summer. I had a Gizboy summer where I didn't listen to all of their albums because King Gizzard has, I think, 20 albums.
And they're out. Like all a different genre.
20 albums, most of them different genres, released over 5 years.
I think it's very impressive.
I probably listened to anywhere from 10 to 15, which I still think is an achievement. But because of that, Spotify, there's a Spotify playlist I only recently discovered where it changes based on like major sections of the day of like early morning, afternoon, night, like based on each day. And it's like the main genre that you'd be listening to at that time on that day.
Interesting.
And it's almost entirely King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard because that's just all I was listening to in August.
Have you ever considered
August.
King Gizzy and the Lizzy Wizzy?
I actually have.
it's a cover band.
King Glizzy and the Lizzy Wizzy.
King Glizzy and the Lizzy Wizzy. Shout out to King Glizzy.
Shout out King Glizzy. You're definitely going to hear more of them on the show and you'll hear me be annoying about them. Speaking of annoying.
Speaking about it.
Speaking
of annoying, it's me, Daniela. And no, we were just considering doing the PSA, but I think I'll save that one for later. Mm-hmm. This song up next is a Fiona Apple song.
My favorite animal, the apple.
My favorite animal, Fiona.
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 Fiona Apple. Every single night.
The song is Every Single Night by Fiona Apple.
Fiona Apple. This album is... It's very long, so it's...
The idler
wheel is rising and the driver of the screw and whipping cords is what serves you more than the ropes will ever do, expanded edition.
Yeah, so that was the title of the album.
As read by Bjork.
That was actually a good Bjork song voice. The song is called Every Single Night, and it's a cool one. All right, let's hear it. All right.
Oh now. God! Oh God! Oh.
Every single night, I endure the flight of little wings of white flame, butterflies in my brain. These ideas of mine percolate the mind, trickle down the spine, swarm the belly, swelling to a blaze. That's where the pain comes in, like a second skeleton trying to fit beneath the skin. I can't fit the feelings in. No, every single night's a light with my breath. What'd I say to her? What'd I say to her? What does she think of me? That I'm not what I ought to be. That I'm what I try not to be. It's got to be somebody else's fault. I can't get caught if what I am is what I am, 'cause I does what I does. Then brother, get back, 'cause my breath's gonna bust open. The rib is the shell and the heart is a yoke, and I just made a meal for us both to choke on. Every single night's a fight with my breath. I just wanna feel everything. If we had a double king size bed, we could move it and I'd soon forget that what I am is what I am, cause I does what I does. And maybe I'd relax, let my breast just bust open. My heart's made of parts of all that's around me, and that's why the devil just can't get around me. Every single night's alright, every single night's a fight, and every single fight's alright with my
edge of the 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 edge
Whoa, we're back.
Whoa.
Oh my god.
So
keeping with the animal theme, that was Edge of the Edge by Sonic Boom and Panda Bear.
Who's Panda Bear?
Panda Bear is one of the lead singers from Animal Collective.
Very fair.
Yes, it was also an Animal Collective Boy Summer. And
Give your Animal Collective story of the construction set.
Oh my god, yeah. So this is the summer that my music taste basically like fell apart. And Animal Collective, experimental pop rock band. A lot of their music is really out there. My sister hates them.
Just a lot of sounds, a lot of random sounds.
Yeah, exactly. Songs are anywhere at least like 5 minutes long, sometimes up to like 10, 12. And there's a lot of songs which is just like noise and then music and then noise. And so I was in the city, I was walking to work, and I heard like the noises of this construction site, you know, like metal on metal, just like literal screeching and noise. And
oh.
I was like,
oh, phone call.
Phone call.
I'm gonna finish my story.
Keep and I was like, calls. Oh my god, like, is that Applesauce by Animal Collective? And then I was like, oh no, wait, it's literal noise.
You hear a construction site, you're like, yeah. Oh wow, Animal.
All right, so. All right,
hello?
Caller. Can you hear us, caller?
Oh my gosh. Wait, this is crazy. Yes, I can, but I can also hear you speaking to my computer right now, and it's 10 seconds behind.
Oh, that's called the metaverse.
Yeah, that's
can
just...
You, can you introduce
sorry,
yourself,
that's just called
please?
The metaverse. I'm sorry.
Sorry, it's just the void.
Oh, got it. Hi, I'm just calling in to say I love your show. The box office is listening, and we're big fans.
The Aedekman box office is playing great songs for dads?
The Aedekman box office is playing great songs for dads.
Bro, we've made it.
That's how you know you've made it.
That's how we know that we made it. Aedekman box office? Forget the auditorium.
Yeah. The
auditorium?
The box office is where the real show
the,
is.
The auditorium.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
That's where the good music is.
Well, exactly. Thank you, anonymous caller.
Anonymous caller, what is your favorite animal?
Oh, my favorite animal? I really love... Well, if I could be any animal, I would want to be a parrot. My programmed answer is that they fly, they're pretty, and they talk, and sometimes they see cookies, so people give them cookies.
Oh, you're fly, you fly, you're pretty, and you talk too.
Ah!
Well, did you say your favorite animal was...
1 second. This is a very important question that I need to ask, because you said that you're a fan of the parrot. I've been having this debate with all my friends. If any of them are listening now, they'll know the importance of it. Blue macaw or red macaw?
Blue macaw.
Blue macaw. The red macaw is so underrated. Everybody goes with blue.
I feel like the red is the classic one.
The red is the classic macaw.
It might be because of Rio, the classic animated film.
Everybody is brainwashed by Rio. Everybody says blue macaw because of Rio. Like, so-called free thinkers when asked what their favorite macaw is.
There is no such thing as free thought, Henry. You know better. And, anonymous caller, you must have said that your favorite animal is a bear, which segues us into our PSA about seeing a bear in the forest. Can you hang up, please, so I can go into the PSA?
Oh, wow. Okay, bye.
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 So, when visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill.
An absolute thrill.
But if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip, it can turn deadly.
If a black bear comes in, it's not great.
You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash. Food. There was like typos. This is, you can do your part to reduce black bear encounters. Store trash, food. Don't do that. Don't store trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container. Oh my god, the corrections were misleading. Do store trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or high in a tree. I need to go back and fix the punctuation in this. It's like, don't eat grandma. What's that? That was wrong.
Don't eat grandma.
Y'all know what I'm
Remember, guys, don't eat grandma. The one rule.
Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/NFSNC. It's interesting seeing that written out. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station. WMFO, we care about bears. And you! Great way to
we do fit, care about bears.
The animal theme. We're deciding between this and a breastfeeding PSA. So if you really are curious to hear that, tune in next week, Tuesday at 3 p.m.
My favorite animal, the breast.
God. Oh, you.
Oh, me.
Oh, you jokes.
Oh, me.
Oh, typical.
Oh, the knock.
Well, great transition into our next song called The Knock by Hop Along. What animals hop? The hopper.
The Hobbit.
The Hobbit is a hopper. This is Hop Along is a cool. It's a cool like girl pop indie rockish band. They opened for Lucy Dacus. I saw Lucy this summer at Central Park, and these guys opened, and it was a very very cool concert. Here's The Knock. It's one of their biggest songs. Cue it up, Music Man.
8:45. Dream just escaped me again. Over breakfast, I could hear you in the garage building in six. I know the knock. Come on, I'm just putting on the coffee. I know the knock. Think I ought to come inside and speak with me. At the door came the knock. The witness just wants to talk to you. 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 Did you see the look on the face of the kid?
and stones, Tokyo smoke. I played the fool till I started to choke. My public smile, my double face, half in the light, half in the shade. Need some fresh air, no place tonight. Guess I'll stay in and continue to fight. Lost trace of trail, spider web spawn, pale white and blue, now I'm coming undone. Play sticks and stones, three shades of black, two steps away, and I can't get back.
Skip up, dip, dip.
Skibbity bop bop doodity dot 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 dot. That was Tokyo Smoke by Cage the Elephant off of their album Social Cues. Cage the Elephant, the hottest new indie rock band of 2014.
You might have heard of it when you were in seventh grade.
You might have heard of it. You might have heard of them when you were in middle school. I started listening to them this summer.
Henry experienced hot girl, middle school boy, summer.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I feel like at my bat mitzvah, actually, my Torah portion was
Cage the Elephant.
Against the wall by Cage the Elephant.
Yeah, I know, I know. When I when my friend was getting confirmed and they asked him to read a verse, and it was actually Spiderhead from Melophobia.
Nice job being inclusive.
Yeah.
Any other joke you can make covering any other religion, assume that we made it just here and now.
Yeah. My friends, quinceañera, they were like, you ain't no rest for the wicked.
Ain't no
rest for you.
And that one almost has some religious.
It's almost, it's a little bit religical.
It has some religious tropes in it. And of course, Cage the Elephant, the animal theme in there is my favorite animal, the cage.
Yeah, my favorite animal, the social cues.
Social cues.
Social cues.
Social cues.
Even though I'm late to it, solid album. They have Beck on there. I can't say that of many other albums.
Good. It is a very fun album. And we only have 13 minutes left. So I think we'll probably get two more full songs in here for sure. We'll introduce right now and then probably do a sign off. So first, you're going to hear Intervention by Arcade Fire. You know, let's just play through it, maybe sign off after this one. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, we won't say goodnight quite yet.
Guys, if your arcade is on fire, that's not great.
Intervention by Arcade Fire. I'm not sure how much it fits with the rest of this, but I think it's a fun song.
My favorite animal.
The
Intervention.
The arcade.
The fire. My favorite animal, the up next.
Still a soldier in your mind, still nothing's on the line. Say it's money that we need, as if we're only mouths to feed. I know no matter what you say, there's some debts you'll never pay. Working for the church while your family dies. You take what they give you and you keep it inside. Every spark of friendship and love will die without a home. Hear the soldier groan, go at it alone. Take me out of here. Don't wanna fight, don't wanna die. Just wanna hear you cry.
threw the very first stone.
Hubba hubba, Arcade Fire.
About that one. Aren't we all just working for the church while our family dies, if you think about it?
The Pope.
Okay, next up, it's a band that we have never mentioned before, ever before on this show, ever, and it is...
Animal Collective. My favorite animal. The animal.
My favorite animal. Collectivism.
Yeah, so this is Animal Collective. I saw them in concert at the end of the summer. They weren't really that good in concert. But they didn't really play... They played two songs off this album. They did not play this song. This is probably their best album. Everybody knows it. Meriwether Post Pavilion. It's the album cover where if you look at it, it moves. Optical Illusion.
Oh, that's
it's,
cool. I haven't noticed that.
It's named after a place that apparently Maddie Wilson has been to, or it's just in her town.
Shout out Maddie Wilson. Loyal listener of the show.
Loyal listener.
Let's do the sign off now, and just in case.
Yep. All right. So this is.
Wait,
sure. This is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And here is Brother Sport.
Here is Brother Sport. My favorite brother, the sport.
Open up your throat and let the all of that time go. I know it sucks that daddy's dumb, but try to think of what you want. You got to open up your throat. Man! Open up your throat. Open up your throat and let the all of that time go. I know it sucks that daddy's dumb and trying to think of what you want. You got to open up your throat.
Sports brothers, 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 sports brothers give a real shout out.